Obovado Shiloyoti Zer Mitoich Shaloi, Le Toich Shochaveroi. That you, when you come into that fourth Amo and you take it from your other friend's food, you're not allowed to stretch your hand out into the next Amo. Because the next Amo is out of your Dalad Amos, you're not allowed to carry into the next Dalad Amos. Obovado Shiloyoti Zer Mitoich Shaloi, you can't take out from your Dalad Amos, Le Toich Shochaveroi, into your friend's Dalad Amos. This is a tremendous chiddush. Let's see Rashi. Uvuvad shelo yivshoy ze yodo teich shtayim achitzoynis. You should not take your hands now and put something out into the outside the chitzoynis, the other friends, to amis. Shein loy bem klum. You have no right at all to go out of your dalad amis into your friend's dalad amis. V'yotzi l'shem pita. Take out your pita chetzoy. Why the chfeitz of kiraglo? What you own, your bread, goes bosa your rishus. And you're not allowed to carry it out of your dalad amis. The tanan ha behem of yakelim karagli abaylim. If somebody owns a behem or a kelim on the gate tchun, they have the same din like the baylim. Just like the baylim can only walk apay mama, who are din his kelim can't go more than apay mama even on yontif. Yeah, and Rashi the chiddush now. The whole dalad amis, the whole chad shavin rabbon legavei k'rishus hayochid. Not that the rabbon gives somebody dalad amis like here. You're outside in the fields. And you weren't kind of any shrisa. You only have dal damis. The rabbanan made it mamish like a reshus hayochid for you. Mele v'osa lahachnis lohitzi mechutz lehem l'teichon. You're not allowed to take anything outside the dal damis, which is outside the reshus hayochid, to bring it into your reshus hayochid. It's mamish mit rabbanan like an isra reitzo. So the rabbanan said, when you have your dal damis, it's like you have mechitzis all around you. So this makam is reshus hayochid to you. If you want to take your chayfetz and throw it outside to the next Amma, it's awesome. Because inside your Dalad Amos is like Rishus HaYochid. Outside your Dalad Amos is like a Carmelist. So Medir Rabbonin, it's also to carry from one Rishus to another Rishus. So Drashi now, for Loidomi, it's not Doimelihi we had before, that Moidu Dubo, the Kolsa Midosa V'chatzir. Before we had a, somebody has a Payim Amma, and he measured it, and it came to end in the middle of the city. The Tanya Liel, the Mutla Tata V'chol Iir Aydei Zrika. Even though you can't walk more than Alpay Mama, you have to stop in the middle of the city, but you're allowed to take your ball and throw it to the end of the city. We're talking about there's an air of all around the city, so there's no Isser Hoitzor, so you're allowed to carry, throw something from where you're standing to the end of the city. Even though you're throwing out of your Tchum. There it's only us, so the person can't walk more than Alpay Mama. The Afagav Yoslahalech Mutloitzi. Now we're saying whenever you have your tchum, it's like your Rishus HaYochid, and you can't throw outside your Rishus HaYochid. So Rashi is no tzushtel. Over there, you came into the city. The whole city is one big Rishus HaYochid. When the Rabbanan gave a right for you to walk Alpayim Amo, the din of Alpayim Amo, that's not called like your Rishus HaYochid. Alpayim Amo is a right, how far you have a right to walk. But not the Pshat Rabbanan said, around your Alpayim Amo, like Mechitzis, and it's called your Rishus HaYochid. No, that Rabbanan never said for Alpayim Amo. Alpayim Amo, you could walk. You walk now in the middle of a city, and that city has an Eruv, so you're allowed to take your Chayfis and throw it as far as you want. There's no Yisr Hoitzom. The whole city is a Rishus HaYochid. I'm not throwing out of my Rishus to another Rishus, because the Din of Tchumim doesn't make it like your Rishus HaYochid. It's only a loch how far you could walk. It's only Avol Dalad Amos. Only the Din with the Rabbanan gave somebody just Dalad Amos. That's the Chiddush. Avol Dalad Amos. The Yoytze Chutz L'Tchum. U'dinoytze Neseruvay. U'dikreine Shvisas Baraglov. Whenever the Rabbanan gave somebody a new din, he only has Dalad Amos around him, the Dalad Amos din is like a Rishus HaYochid. It's like you have four mechitzas all around you. You're not allowed to pick up bread from inside your Dalad Amos to put it outside to the next Amo. Even in the case though, you're not carrying Dalad Amos. Like here, Posh, we're talking about the both in Rishus HaRabim. So to carry three Amos is Mutter Rishus HaRabim. Still, it's us to hear, because your Dalad Amos you have around you is like Rishus HaYochid to you. And if you carry now one Amor out of your Rishus HaYochid, it's us to the Rabbonin. So that's the din of this Mishnah, the Chiddush. Obavad shelo yoytzi zeh mitoich shaloi hatoich shochaveroi. Since you only have Dalad Amos, your Dalad Amos to you is like your Rishus HaYochid. And you can't carry anything outside your Rishus HaYochid. Now, Hoyishloisha, let's say there are three people sleeping outside the city, and all three of them had the din of Daladamis. The middle one is mamish, right smack in the middle, and then on the both sides of him, there are two friends. So the locker is, who mutteri mohim? The middle person, he's mutter with both the right side, both the left side, because on the right side it's within his Daladamis, and on the left side it's within his Daladamis. So the middle person can eat with both of them. Vehein mutarani moi, and each one on the right side and left side, they both have a right to walk another two amis into the middle one's property. The two outside ones, that's mamish out of the Daladamis. It's like here, if you have this one here, has Daladamis. His Daladamis ends in the middle of his. And this one ends in the middle of his. Because this person to this person are away more than eight amis apart, so in between, they can't go from one to the other. So the two outside people can't meet at all, because they're mamish away, eight amis away, so each one of the four amises is dividing between both of them. It's only the middle one is within this one's dalad and within this one's dalad. So the middle one is mutter with both of them, and each one is only mutter with the middle one, but the two outside ones, since Lamaisa, they're more than eight amis apart, he could only walk dalad amis and not more. And he could only walk dalad amis, not more. So they can't meet in between, so these two can't meet to one another. Hachitzoyne masurim zem ze. Om Reb Shimon, lama adova doyme, what is this doyme to a moshul to? L'sholosh chatzeris. Also, in the case we have two chatzerim. You have three chatzerim here. Three chatzerim you have. And they're all open to Rishus Rabim in front of them. You have Rishus Rabim in front of the chatzerim. And you have three chatzes. And each one here is open one to the other one also. So, locha, sholosh chatzeris. There is an entrance from one chotzer to the next chotzer into the next chotzer. But there also is a main entrance that each chotzer uses to go out to the Rishus Rabin. Therefore, really, each chotzer is done by itself. Each chotzer is called a mukam by itself. They don't have to have a drisus or regal to walk into one chotzer into another chotzer. Those are special lochas later. If there would only been one Rishus Rabin on the right side, and you have to walk through these three chotzerim, they ask the one on the other. Here we're talking about, no, each chotzer has its own exit to the Rishus Rabin. So it lies like three separate chotzerim, they don't ask the one another. Is the lochem. Irvu shtayim imhem tsoyis. If let's say, two of them, the two outside ones, both made an eruv chatzeres to be able to carry with the middle one. So one on the right made an eruv chatzeres with the middle one, and the one on the left made an eruv chatzeres with the middle one. Is halacha? Is he muteris imoyim? The middle one is muter to carry into both chatzerim. Since he has an eruv chatzeres with both of them, anybody in the middle chatzer can carry into either chatzer he wants. Vehein muteris imo. Now each outer chatzer can carry into the middle chatzer. The right chotzer carry into the middle one. The left one could also carry into the middle one. Avoshtayim achitzoynis, all the way the right chotzer and the left chotzer is asurim zumzu. They're also to carry a chayfis that was in one chotzer, they can't carry into another chotzer. Because they do not have the ruvi chatzeris together. The only man the ruvi chatzeris, the right one with the middle one, and the middle one with the left one. But the right and left did not make the ruvi chatzeris together, they can't carry one into the other. Exactly why we need such a moshul, this Gemara we're talking about. What's the importance of having such a moshul? So the Gemara. Voi Rova, my kisavar Yechonin ben Nuri. What's the pshat of Yechonin ben Nuri that he says, even though this person went to sleep Friday afternoon, outside, and he woke up Shabbos by night, still Rabbi Yechonin ben Nuri says he has a Tchum Shabbos. He's allowed to walk al payim amah from where he is. Even though he was sleeping, he had no das at all. Shalomi daita, he could also have a din, b'koin shvisa, you have an apayim amma. What's pshat Rabbi Yechonin ben Uri? Is kosovar cheftzei hefker koinim shvisa. So he holds a chiddush, not only a person that's sleeping, but even let's say hefker, you have a chair that's outside in the field, belongs to nobody. It's also koin shvisa. Nafkamina, if somebody comes there on Yontif and wants to pick up the chair and take it home, he's not allowed to carry the chair more than apayim amma. Even if this person himself has the Rubi Tchumim, that he's allowed to walk 4,000 Amis, but this chair, he can't carry out of its 2,000 Amis. Because this chair, even though at the beginning of Yom Tov, belonged to Hefker, Hefker is also Kain Shrisa. Because according to Rabbi Yechonin ben Uri, you do not have to have any das to be Kain Shrisa. It's a Metzius. Wherever you are, at Bein HaShemoshes, that's the din you have. It could only be carried away Al Payim Amma, not more. Is that the Pshat Rabbi Yechonin ben Uri? Ubedinhu, really, the Abizoy, the Liflug, the Kalim. there should have been a machlokes in the mission, not only by a person that's sleeping, but it shouldn't have been a machlokes by kelim. Some of you have a chair outside in the fields. And now when Yontif, somebody wants to come and take it home with him. Is he allowed to carry the chair more than a pay mama, since he has an Eruv? Or no, the chair was Kainish Shrisa, he can't carry the more, he can't carry the chair away. I behold the commissal give yodim. Why does the Mishnah say the machlokes in the case of a person? It wants to tell us the chiddush according to Rabbanan Shita, that Rabbanan say even a person is not kohen shrisa. The af agav diikul lemeimer. Even though a person, I would say, is a bigger svara than a keli, than a chair. Bishleim, a chair has no das at all, so that's why chair is not kohen shrisa. A chair has no din where it can be taken. Of a person, I would say ho yovniyor kona, since if he would wake up, he has das, and he could be kaino, his shrisa, I would think, yosha, nami kaino, maybe the rabbonan amoida, that a person that's sleeping, since if he would wake up right now, he would have das to be kaino, he would have a shrisa, even if he's sleeping, is also kaino, kamash malon, that's the chiddush of the rabbonan, no, even a person, but since he's sleeping, he has no das, he's not kaino shrisa. In order to be kaino shrisa, you have to have das. So not only Yekeli is not Kohen Shvis according to Rabbonin, but even a person is not Kohen Shvis according to Rabbonin. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. But really, what's Pshat Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? It's not Pshat Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri only says this far by an Odom could be Kohen Shvis, because if he would be awake, he has das. But maybe no. He holds even a chair, even a Keli, is also Kohen Shvis, even if it belongs to Efker. That's one side. Oy Dilma, maybe no. I tell you, Ksav Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Bialma, Chefse, Hefker, ain't Kohen Shvis. Now, really, I'll tell you, there's no mandiyam in the world that says such a svara like that. Nobody holds tam chefse hefker. If you have a chair that belongs to nobody and it's outside in the field, since there's no bialim to it, it's not kind of shrisim. It has no din to be kind of shrum. I'll tell you, nobody holds from that svara. Obazay, what's svara in our Mishnah? Why does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say a person that's sleeping still he has a shrisa of a payimama? Vihocha haino taimo ho yovinia kono. Since if the person would be awake, he has das to be kind of shrisa, I'll tell you, yoshinami konam. Therefore, even though he's sleeping now, he's also kind of the shrisa. That's pshat in Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. But maybe he doesn't say so far to say, chefse hefker is kind of shrisa. That's Gemara Sofit. The Avariah from Yochanan ben Nuri, that even chveitzim, that have no das at all, also, wherever they are, they're kind of the shrisa. That's the shailah. So the Gemara Amr Rabbi Yosef Toshima. Come, I'll bring your raya that he holds even a regular chefse hefker, even a chair, is also kind of shrisa. What's the raya? Toshima is alocha kishomim shiyodum erev yomtiv. If you have rain, that the rainwater came down on erev yomtiv, is yeshtam apayim amalucho ruach. Then, since they came down before yomtiv, so at the beginning of yomtiv, they were in your chotza, they belong to you. The locher is that Ben Hashemosh is kind of shvisa, that it has a din of apayim amal charuach. He can't take it out of its apayim amal. Ma'ashen kein b'yomtif. Let's say the rain came down on yomtif. Then the din is harayyan kirag le'kolodim. They go boss so whoever picks it up. Hey, about Ben Hashemosh, this water was not here. The water Ben Hashemosh was in the clouds. It wasn't on the ground yet. So Ben Hashemosh, the water was not kind of shvisa. So it comes down on Shabbos now. It has no din to be kind of shvisa. So maybe the person that picks it up, as far as the person can walk, he can carry this water, because the water wasn't kind of anything shvis at all. His male array ain't correctly kolodin. Now, iyamrit bishleima, ksav Reb Yechon ben Nuri, cheftse hefker, kainim shvisom, if you tell me there's a man, the yom ha-kopon Reb Yechon ben Nuri, that holds, even though you have no das, you stam hechefetz, you water. But since the water came down on Erev Yomtiv, kum tosayis bein ha-shmoshes, the water was on the ground, and then it's kind of shvisom, is homani Reb Yechon he. I tell you, this din goes according to Reb Yechon ben Nuri. Because here it says, aloch, if the rainwater came down on Erev Yomtiv, so about Ben HaShmosh, it's on the ground, it's kind of shvisom. Mashm, even though nobody owns the water, if the water stam is in the reservoir, aloch, is the water that was there, Ben HaShmosh, it's kind of shvisa, that nobody's allowed to carry this water more than Alpayim Amma from where it is. Even though it had no owner, and it had no das to be kind of shvisan. So you see, there's a svara, even water could be kind of shvisan. And therefore the locher is, if you pick up this water on Yomtiv, even though you have a right to walk 4,000 amis, because you made an eruv b'tchumin, you can't carry this water with you. Because this water was kind of rich shvisa, but mokum, where it is, even though it has no das. See, if you're going to tell me there's a Mishnah, there's a Tana now Mishnah, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri holds this svara, it's good, I know who the Mishman the Yomri is. Eliyam, what is he going to tell me? Chefzei hefker ein shayna shvis, ein kayna shvisam. What is he tell me now? Mishnah, even Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds that a chefetz that has no das is not kayna shvisam, but zoy hamani. Who does this din go like? It is din that water comes down on Erev Yom Tov, it is kayna shvisa. Nuchur is commander less, it doesn't go like anybody. Hamani, loy Rabbi Yochanan, but loy Rabbonin. It can't go like anybody. So chur, this should be a raya that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, chefzei hefker is kayna shvisa. So the Mara Yosef Abaye Komala Loshmaitza. Abaye was sitting and said over this halacha. Omale Rasafu Labaye, so Rasafu told to Abaye, no, maybe from here there's no raya. Vidilma Vigishomim Hasmuchim Lir Askinim. We're talking about this rain that came down was near the city. Vyanshe Oisoyir Daito Malayu. And the people from this city have das to use this water. So that's why if the water came down before Yom Tov, the reason why it's kind of shvitzum, because the people in the city had das to use this water, like to be kind of the water. So it's as if the people's das is chal on the water, that's why the water is kind of shvitzum. It's maybe if it's hefka that nobody knows about, ben ashmoshes, it doesn't belong to anybody, nobody has das on it, it's taka not chal din shvitzum. But here where the people in the city had das, they wanted to use this water, therefore the water becomes like the city. So it's as if you had das. That's why it's kind of shvisa. So there's no rhyme from this din to chefzei hefker. Or Malay answered back, loy sakodaitich. No, this can't be pshat here. Why not? The Tanan we learned. A Gemara in Beitza says like this. Bor shel yochid. A bor means a ditch of water that belongs to a private person. The locher is karagla yochid. Pshita the about ben ashmosha, the water belonged to Reuven. It's Reuven's water. So the same din shvisa that Reuven has, his water has. His water can't be carried out more than a pai mama away from Reuven. What about the Shaloisir? It's the well that belongs to the Rabbin, but it belongs to this city. It belongs to the people of this city. It's Karagliyosir, the same thing. It's Kerna Shavisa, like the people in this city. And only the people, it can't go more than a pai mama out of this city. The Shaloile Bovel. What about the people that go on the Bovel, that travel up from Bovel? They have wells on the road. They want to use the water there. Is the din karagli hamamala that thereby said, since it doesn't belong to anybody, it's not kind of shvis at all. And the mela goes according to karagli hamamala. That means whoever picks up the water, he has a right to take it home with him as far as he could travel. In other words, the water, since nobody owned this water, ben hashmoshes, is not kind of shvis at all. So mela goes bust the person that picks it up. Whoever fetches the water now is now your kind of the water. So the water goes bust to your rishus. If you have a right to walk 4,000 amis, you have an Erev, you're allowed to take this water 4,000 amis. So the kids, you see that the water is not kind of shvisa. The Tanya we also learned, bor shel shvotim, a bor also that belongs to the city, that the people want to use it, is yesh dem apayim amma, l'cho ruach, not the fakir. The Rashi learns, bor shel, let's Rashi, the first one of the big lines, v'shel oylei bovel zek Rashi, shebederech shelani bovel eretz Yisrael. On the road you travel from Bor to Eretz Yisrael, v'shel hefker. That's a Bor that belongs to hefker. So the first brisa says, true. Chefzei hefker are not kind of shvisa. So this water has no din chum. Whoever picks it up has a right to take it with him as far as he could walk. That's the first din. That's Rashi says, karagli mamala, techo mili, tehefkeiro, man de mag v'lei koni. Whoever picks it up goes bus in. It goes bust to the regular, the first person that picked it up. Because it becomes your water now. It goes after your shvisa. Alma midi they have kera, ain't kind of shvisa. You see, since this water didn't belong to anybody, it was not kind of shvisa by itself, but whoever picks it up has a right to take it with him. That's the first din. Then it says, Vatanya, bor shel shvotin. So Rashi learns, V'tanyidach bor shel shvotim, tehainu shel oyle bovel. It means the same thing. Another bor that's hefker, that's out in the Rishus Rab that everybody could use. Is here it says, yesh lem apayim l'cho ruach. Here it says, even though this bor belongs to hefker, the water was kind of shvisa, and you only have a right to walk apayim amma l'cho ruach. Is kashin adot, it's theory here. The first brisa says, since it belongs to hefker, it's not kind of shvisa. And the second brisa says, no, it is kind of shvisa. Elo lav shramin l'churi after answer to say ho Reb Yochanan ben Uri the second brice that holds that chefzei hefker this bor is kind of a shvisa and he can't carry the water more than a paimama goes according to Reb Yochanan ben Uri that holds even without any das at all a chefzei hefker is kind of shvisa so churi yavarai that's trying Reb Yochanan ben Uri and ho rabbonin And the first Parashat says, no, whoever picks it up can take it with him. That's the Rabbanan Shita that says the Chetzer Hefker is not Kerin Shvisa. So the Mar Kiyos Lekayim with Rabbi Yosef Omalei, Hochi Komer Rav Safra V'Hochi Rahadalei. This is the way Rav Safra wanted to answer, and this is the way the answer told him back, like we just answered. Omalei V'Yamaylei Teimalei Migufa. Why didn't they answer him back from the Guf Avaraya, from the din itself? From this first Bryce that talks about Kishomim Shiyodu Me'av Yontif. I have a clue right from this din. Why? V'Ali Sakodaitich. You want to answer me to say no. There's no right from the first din that the Gishomim have a din that's kind of Shrisim. Al Tefker. Maybe the reason why the Gishomim is Kaisir, because the people in the city had asked to use it. That's why. So the Mar'i Saka that the Gishomim has smukhim liir askinon, ha yesh lema paimam l'choruach, ha karagle anshay es yemi boyle. What does it mean to tell us, as general klal, that this water, when it comes down on Erev Yom Tiv, since Ben Hashmoshet is on this world, it's kind of shrisin instead of loshin. You can only carry it out, paye mama, all around it. It should have said better. If we're talking about it's near the city, and the people of the city want to use it, it should have said it's koisir. That's what it should have said. It should have said the water has the tchum of oisir. Why does it say it's loshin? It only has our paye mama around it. So Mash McClure, it's not talking about near the city. It's talking about a well out in the field, that's mamash hefker. Still, the din is that it's kind of shrisin. So it's a right of Yechon and Benuri holds this svara that even Kalim that are a hefker about there Ben Hashmoshet is kind of shvisa that wherever it is you can't carry that chayfitz more than a payimama. Omamar ubi yomtif, let's say rainwater that comes down on yomtif. Halacha is a reyhen kiragli kolodim. So pshita, this rainwater, since Ben Hashmoshet it wasn't on the ground, it wasn't kind of any shvisa. So pshita, when it comes down on yomtif, it has no din tchum. So, Mela, when you pick it up, it goes bus to you. As far as you could walk, you could carry this water with you. Because the water was not kind of shvis at all. For the Gemara Kasha, v'yamai, likne shvis of your kindness. The Kasha is, if the water came down, let's say, on Yom Tif, in the afternoon, so the way rainwater comes is, the ocean water comes up in clouds into Shemayim, and then the water comes down again. So the Havamina is that Ben Hashmoshes, this water was in the ocean. So let's say the water was kind of shrisa ben hashmoshes in the ocean, and it can't be taken more than alpayimam away from the ocean. So now that on Yom Tif, the water went up to the clouds and came down again, you should not be allowed to carry this water at all, more than daladamis, because the water went chus tachum. For the Gemara Amai, why do you say the water you can carry whoever you are? Because it wasn't kind of shrisa. Why wasn't the kind of shrisa ben hashmoshes in the ocean? For the Gemara Amai, lit the shrisa be kindness. Lame luchurad like Reb Lezer, churusarai not like Reb Lezer. The Reb Lezer, this if you want to say like Reb Lezer, will be a kasha. Why? Ha'omar, Reb Lezer holds, kol oilam kuloi, all the rainwater that comes down on this world, nemeya kainas ushoise. It all comes from the ocean. It's like the vapor from the ocean goes up to the clouds, and then it comes down again as rainwater. So according to Reb Lezer, the kasha is, if it rains on Yom Tif, beinash moshes, the water was in the ocean. So it was kind of shris in the ocean. So you shouldn't be allowed to carry it now more than alpayim, more than dal namis. Rabbi Yitzchak, I tell you, hoche biyovin sheniskashu erev yomtiv askinin. We're talking about it was cloudy erev yomtiv. So the water was already in the clouds ben hashmoshes. So that water was not kind of shris ben hashmoshes, and the clouds is not kind of at all. Frederick Murray, how do you know that? Maybe those clouds that were there ben hashmoshes went away. And the clouds that rains coming down now on Yom Tov are new clouds. And maybe this water was in the ocean at the beginning of Yom Tov. And the Gemara, this lay simna begavaya. No, we're talking about such clouds that we have a claw simin. We know the cloud looks such a shape, and that was the cloud that was there from the beginning of Ben Hashmoshes until Yom Tov by night and Yom Tov by day. So we know claw that water at the beginning of Ben Hashmoshes was not in the ocean. That water was up there in the clouds. So that's why it wasn't Kaina Shvisa. The boy is saying another territory to tell you have a suffix to the rain. It's a suffix and this is the Rabbanan. This is to not to carry water, not to carry something. If it goes out of its chum, it's only an issue of the Rabbanan. I tell you a suffix to the rain. It's only a suffix in the Rabbanan. Maybe the cloud is, you have a suffix. If this water was kind of shrisa, was it in the clouds ben hashmoshes, or wasn't in the clouds ben hashmoshes? The suffix of the Rabbanan go lekula. What do you answer me now that Ben Hashmoshes, this water, was up in the Shemayim in the clouds? So what? Let's say the water in the clouds is kind of Shvisa. and the water in the clouds now can't go out of the apayim amah from the clouds. As the chura tivshet, we know it's the pre-pashit here, the ain't chum l'malam miyud. Now the tzad we had before, that ain't chum l'malam miyud. That means the clouds, they're on shemayim. So when it comes down, even though it travels more than apayim amah, there's no way it's a chum l'malam miyud. So therefore, pshita, the water was not kind of shvisa l'malam miyud. Just like you're allowed to walk l'malam miyud, it's not kind of shvisa l'malam miyud. So if the water up on the clouds, bein hashmoshes, that's why it's not, there's not kind of any din shvisa bein hashmoshes. So here we see Peshit from here, our original Shiloh, is the Tchum Lamala or not? It's not the Gemara Nein, I'll tell you there's no Raya from here. This is Makasha. Diyesh Chum and Likni Shvisa. Because here, this should be the Raya. Because on the Tzad they say there is in this Tchumin. Even if something's Lamala Meyud, so yeah, Ben HaShemosha, the water was in the clouds. Let's say it's Kone Shvisa there. So the water comes down on Yontem, should be also to carry it out of its Dalad Amis. And the Gemara, I'll tell you no. L'yaylu Mei Malach Yesh Tchum, Mei Yavna Raya. Maybe really there is nes tchumim even l'mala miyud. Or b'zoy, why can we carry our water? I tell you, omaya b'iva mivla bliya. Water inside the clouds is not considered a ben. It's not considered here yet. It's like blue, it's swallowed up in the clouds. It's like there's no water there. So when is something kind of shvisa? If you have a thing, if you have a table, you have a chair, you have water here, bein hashmosh is kind of shvisa. Here, the water in the clouds is considered like it's not here. It's like a dove shayna, like Rashi says. With lo yibli, it's swallowed up in the clouds. It's as if the water is not here, not created yet, bein hashmosh is. Lekona lo shvisa emesh. Therefore, bein hashmosh is not kind of a shvisa. Freti Gemara. Of a zoy that shved and kol shchein, devil and oil of the asiru. If you tell me a svara that bein hashmosh is the water in the clouds, it's considered like it's not here at all. So come to say when it rains on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, rainwater should be muksa then, because that's a cloud of noilud. If something was first created on Shabbos, it's an instant muksa noilud gomer, like an egg that's born on Shabbos is muksa. That's a noilud gomer. Simply to tell me water in the clouds is not cold here at all. So anytime you have rain on Shabbos or Yom Tov, that water should be muksa. So the Marvada should be shver then. How do you say if the water rains on Yom Tov? You could take it wherever you want. It should be like muksa, should be like then. More koshkan devilay noilid, the asiru. Strashi koshkan devilay noilid, the asiru. If you tell them, you can't even touch it. There should be no muksa on it. El avad yet still like this. Maya bi'ovim minda naidi. Nein. Havad, the water in the clouds, consider the water is here already. It's not called noilid. So the reason why the water is not kind of shvisa up in the clouds, because shvisa means you have to be resting. You have to be standing still in one place. Clouds are always moving. Since the water and the clouds are always moving, that's why it's not kind of shvisa ben hashmoshes. Because if a person is to say they're walking, he's not kind of any shvisa ben hashmoshes. And the Gemara says, Elamaya biyovim mi neid naid. The water is always moving. So the Gemara, to the Gemara, hash to the Yasdochi, why don't you come on to this Svara? That something that's moving is not kind of shvisam, or kind of nami. The original kasha goes away. What was the kasha? Rainwater that comes down on Yom Tov. Why wasn't it kind of shvisa in the ocean at the beginning of Ben HaShemoshes? You want to tell me Ben HaShemoshes, this water was in the ocean. And on Yom Tov it went up to the clouds and came down again. But let's ask Chus Tchum, that there it says, the water in the ocean is also moving around. Therefore it's not kind of shvisa. So the Mara, there's no kasha from the ocean. Look, water in the ocean is also moving around. So something that's moving around is not kind of shvisa. That's why this water that was in the oceans, bein hashmoshes, was not kind of shvisa. So when the water comes down on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, you're allowed to carry it wherever you want. Nevertheless, it's not cold, because it's always considered the water was there. Now the water was taken from the ocean into the clouds, came down again. You're holding up Nemvov, you're on top. Yeah, the last shaila was again about the water. When the water comes down on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, the question was, why don't we say the water was kind of shvisa at the beginning of Shabbos in the ocean? And then the water travels up into the clouds, and then it comes down again. So the question is, when the water comes down on Shabbos, why don't we say it's Osir, it went chutz l'tchum? So Gemara gave a teretz, Elamai, the top line,